Well, scary stuff, of course, coming up. Halloween at the beginning of next week. And the paranormal, Prism Paranormal of Minnesota is holding a tour of the Nopaming Sanatorium. And you can find out more about the sanatorium's previous incarnations and do a little bit of snooping around, but it will all be perfectly legal. Missy Phoebus is the co-director of Prism Paranormal of Minnesota. She joins us this morning on the phone. Hi there, Missy.
Hi.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. Now, the sanatorium was built back in 1912. It was not a scary mental institution. It was actually a place for folks who had been diagnosed with tuberculosis to live and be cared for. But it's gone through a lot of incarnations since then. Can you tell us just a little bit about the history of the place?
Sure. So like you said, it started in 1912. It was the first sanatorium in Minnesota to treat tuberculosis. There were a few afterwards, but it's got that going for it. Nopaming actually means out in the woods. It's Ojibwe. But it became a nursing home back in 1971. And then in 2002, it closed due to lack of funds. So it's been closed since then. And then in 2016, it opened up its doors for tourism.
Now, that seems to me to be just a little bit odd that, you know, hey, we have an abandoned building. You guys want to go through and look through it? But obviously, it wouldn't be open for, well, for one thing, I know that it had been, you know, it was a place where, of course, kids would dare each other to go and there was trouble with, mm-hmm. you know, break-ins and vandalism. But it's owned and it's been updated now and security's been installed. So that kind of thing isn't going on. Is that correct?
Oh, no, it's still going on. And they do catch people almost weekly that are still breaking into there or having parties. I mean, there's been beer bottles found in there and broken windows, and it's actually really sad. But they've been updating security, and they have security guards that go through there now. So it's not as bad as it used to be, but it's still there.
Wow. So what's the tourism draw, though? I mean, it's a kind of a cool idea. Hey, we have an abandoned building, and we'll charge people to go through it. It seems like a genius marketing idea, but obviously it's more than that.
Well, they needed a way to make money to try and upgrade and fix things. There's a lot of stuff that's wrong. I mean, they would love to have a new roof put on there, and as big as that place is, you can imagine how expensive that would be. And there had always been stories about it being haunted. So they figured, why not try the paranormal? And it was actually Ghost Adventures was the first paranormal group to go in through there. And then it just kind of took off after that.
So Ghost Adventures, is that what you called it?
Yes, it's a TV show.
Oh, okay. And did they find ghosts?
I didn't actually watch the episode, so I can't tell you. There's way too many paranormal shows out there to keep up with them all.
Oh, exactly.
But it's one of the bigger ones, and, you know, it was very well received and it kind of gained a lot of enthusiasts after that show came out.
So we obviously don't want to give the whole tour away, but there's going to be a class and an investigation, and folks can get information about previous investigations, and they can mm-hmm. actually do their own paranormal investigation. If you walk in off the street, not a trained paranormal investigator, no matter how many times you've seen Ghostbusters, what kinds of training and equipment do you offer to people?
Well, so it's a 9 to 1:30 a.m., so it's a four-hour tour. And then we will talk about the history of Nopaming. We talk about the history of the paranormal. We go through our various array of equipment that we have, from EMF meters to voice recorders. There's, geez, I can't even think, but we have a Boo Bear, which is a little bear that, you know, things can interact with. And then we explain how everything works and what you can do with it, what's normal, what is the new stuff that's coming out. And then we let people actually use our stuff while we go on the investigation so that they can have hands-on experience. And we let them know, you know, what to expect. expect and how to do it. Like if you're trying to look for EVPs, when you ask a question, to give at least 10, 15 seconds of dead air to see if you can get a response when you play it back. Because otherwise, if you're talking over it, then you might miss what you get.
Okay, EVP.
Electronic voice phenomenon. So that is when you do a recording and a voice comes through that is not, you cannot hear with your naked ear. You can only hear it on a recording.
Okay, so I'm imagining people going through with the tour and holding various pieces of equipment and all of a sudden looking at maybe an EMF meter and seeing a reading and going, yeah, screaming, throwing their hands in the air, dropping the meter to the ground where it lands with a crunch. Does
no,
this
no.
kind of
Make
thing happen?
That hasn't happened.
It
no.
hasn't happened. Okay. I have an active imagination, and I worry about I worry about recording equipment.
No, it's okay. Everyone has been really great that you said. We haven't had anyone that screamed and gone running off.
Okay.
We have had people that have heard noises. There's been whistles. They've heard a little girl's voice. I heard music box music. And, you know, we have had our EMF detectors go off. And it's all really cool, and you get very excited in the moment, but it's nothing that, you know, they haven't dropped and gone running or
okay.
nothing's gotten broken so far. Knock on wood.
Okay. So now tonight it's going to happen, and you're going to be on the line to me saying, what have you done?
It's all your fault.
Exactly. Well, Missy, this sounds like wonderful fun for folks that are students of the paranormal or wish to become students of the paranormal. We'll get a link set up so folks can find some more information. And tickets are not available at the door.
And no, you have to buy them online at Eventbrite.
Okay. And there's information, again, that I mentioned. We'll get it up on our website so it'll be easy for folks to find. Missy, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No, thanks for having me.
Missy Phoebus is the co-director of Prism Paranormal of Minnesota.